This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. We spent the first hour of the show with Free State Project President Carla Garrick. She was answering all of our questions here about what's going on with the Free State Project. There are a few big announcements that are coming at the Liberty Forum, which is 2 weeks from tonight. 2 weeks from tonight, Mark, you are going to be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum, and it's going to be a blast. There's always some wonderful folks. I'll be there as well, but the Saturday night, there's like an award ceremony going on, and they're going to be giving out awards to some big-name activists or something like that.
Yep.
And they've invited me to attend that, so I'm looking forward to it. You can join us because
they invited me, too. I just decided to take over for the show.
There's a lot going on at the Liberty Forum. You want to go to nhlibertyforum.com to lock in your tickets right now as we go to the phones and to the fun. Coming up, one guy says, New Hampshire, you guys got it wrong. Texas should be the Free State Project. We'll see what argument he has to make for that. We go to Wiz Khalifa on the line in California, I think. Wiz, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Now, as you guys know, I smoke a lot of weed, and I sing a lot of rap songs.
I really don't know who Wiz Khalifa is, but I'll take your word for it.
I've heard that that he is a rapper.
And, are we just to assume that rappers smoke lots of weed?
I mean, no, this guy particularly, just do a Google search. Just type Wiz Khalifa, and you'll find. I mean, like, that's what he's known for. That's like his thing.
All righty.
All right.
That's my thing. I mean.
Right, right, yes. Got to stay in character. Okay. All right, go ahead.
So anyway, as you guys know, I sing rap songs, but what you might not know is that on the side, I develop apps, like iPhone apps and stuff. Yeah. And here, just like a couple weeks ago, and as soon as this happened, I thought the first thing I need to do is call Free Talk Live. Now, but anyway, I got a call from a nonprofit, and they asked me to develop this app that anybody in this county can download. And whenever they, and it's specifically for substance abuse, is the terminology that they use. You know, it's really, you know, people, you know, using weed, smoking weed, or.
Hold on, I'm confused. So, what does the app do? It helps you abuse substances, or helps you get off of the abuse of substances?
No, this app is paid for by a government grant, and it is there's a local nonprofit that wants to create this app that if you are walking down the street and you witness somebody that looks suspicious that you think for some reason or another might be committing substance abuse of any kind, you can pull out your phone and use this app to notify the local county authorities anonymously about the substance abuse that's happening right now.
So it's a snitch app is what it is.
It's a snitch app, exactly.
What is it called?
Local nonprofit. Well, we haven't developed the app yet. Now that's the question.
Oh.
It's a question of ethics is why I'm calling you, because I develop these apps, right? And I, you know, I do make a lot.
All right, hold on. I got to get something straight here. So on one hand, you're masquerading as though you're Wiz Khalifa, the rapper. On the other hand, you're telling us about this app story. Is the app part of this call actually true? Are you, whoever you are, an app developer, and someone has actually approached you about this?
Maybe.
Okay,
we're speaking all hypothetically here.
I see, yes. Non-disclosure agreements and things like that. I understand the, you know, the business side of this. So you're are you like in charge of this company, or are you just an employee of this app development house?
We don't need to get into these type of details. Let's just imagine that I am in charge of the company. It's not even a company. It's just that I'm a freelance developer, and I'm also Wiz Khalifa.
So you have the ability to say no on this deal, right? You have the ability
to
say no.
Yes, I have the ability to say no.
Right.
But they're going to pay me $10,000 to build this app. And it's paid for by a government grant from government money. So what do I do?
What do you do? Mark, I've got an answer, but I want to hear what your first impression is here.
Well, you know, the government always gets bad technology. It was I think it was like 2007 before the FBI even had email. If you can imagine how businesses across America and across the world had email, but somehow the FBI couldn't do it. And it was, you know, many of the tech guys just said it was impossible. It was impossible to bring email to the FBI in 2007.
Yeah, I remember they spent like $170 million or something trying and ultimately failed.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, for $10,000, you know, build them a crappy app that didn't work.
Well, I don't want to give my freelance organization a bad name, you know. I mean, you know, the app, honestly, it's not hard to do. I mean, you type in what you saw, where you were, and it sends a text message to the local police department. Boom.
Yeah,
you can't really screw this up.
I see where you're coming from, and my first impression of this is that okay, people are already snitching to the police, so whether
exactly.
This is going to
is
this going to increase the likelihood that they're going to be able to snitch to the police? Well, as you've pointed out, someone could already take their phone, use the camera option on their phone to take a picture, then attach that to an email or send it to the police department's Facebook page. So, you know, yours would just be removing one of those steps. You would have, you know, some of that being done inside the app. And ultimately, if the idea is that they're supposed to take pictures of someone smoking pot or doing drugs or something like that, then the reality is...
They don't necessarily have to take pictures. I mean, they're just supposed to provide information anonymously.
So they could do it without a picture. They could just send a text. It could be used to send a text message to the police department saying, I saw Johnny on the corner. He was smoking weed. That kind of thing?
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
now,
I got to say, here's my answer. I feel like if you can milk 10 grand from the local government to make this app, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, because ultimately, someone sending a text message about another person smoking pot, or even taking video or a photo of someone smoking pot, is not enough to get a conviction in court. That, you know, I'm sorry, if somebody decides to spark up a bong on front of, you know, in front of a video, the police cannot prove that that particular incident was actually involving marijuana, unless the person's dumb enough to admit it to the police.
Which they do all the time.
Or, if secondarily, if the person is on the corner of Main Street and wherever, and they're taking a rip off of a pipe, and the report is sent to the police fast enough to where a police officer could actually respond within a reasonable amount of time to where the person is still on the corner smoking the marijuana at the time the police officer arrives, then it could lead to some problems for that person. But I got to say, it seems like it's pretty unlikely, although I still agree with you that there is a moral dilemma here.
Well, yeah, there's a moral dilemma. However, at the end of the day, they could still pick up the phone and call the police anytime they want anyway. So it's not like this app is providing a new way for them to, you know, contact the police when they witness something.
It just makes it easier.
It makes it a little bit easier, but like you said, I'm getting... You know, I can take $10,000 from, you know, the establishment.
In all likelihood, they won't properly market the app anyway.
Yeah, that's probably true. Thanks for the call tonight, Wiz. I appreciate hearing from you. It was a good issue, and I'm glad that you held on for the discussion there, because he was waiting patiently during the lengthy Free State Project call that we had. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got a question for whatever, if you want to discuss his issue. Maybe you've got a different spin on this. Do you think that what he is doing, if he's going to go ahead and take the $10,000 as a purported, you know, person who cares about freedom, I'm jumping to that conclusion about him because of the questions he was asking, is there an issue? Should you have a moral concern with taking $10,000 to assist the police in receiving snitch reports?
I can't say I'm excited about the idea.
No, I can't either, but like you said, Mark, they wouldn't be able to effectively market it, because the only people who are going to pay attention to the police are the people who are likely to snitch to them in the first place, the sort of the cop lovers, right? They're the ones who are following the police department's Facebook page for the most part. They're the ones who are likely to read an article about the police.
The authoritarians, the people that know, that believe they know how to live your life better than you do. I chances are I do know how to live your life better than you do, but that you still, I only get one and you get one. So let's just agree to disagree on that.
I don't think I would agree that you know how to live someone else's life better than them, Mark. You're not in possession of the same data that those people are, and you can't make the same decisions.
You have a crappy car, and you don't have a girlfriend, so I could live my life better than you, pal.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. People love the old police cruiser, by the way.
Rear-wheel drive in a place where ice goes on the road. Yeah, bad idea.
Well, it's only really ever been a problem.
It's not even a pickup truck. I mean, if you can have rear-wheel drive, at least be able to haul something.
It's only really ever been a problem on an uphill, and it's had to be super snowy at that time. Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll free to join us on whatever discussion you'd like to have. The number's 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Some folks have some thoughts on our last caller who was not giving his real name because he is being approached by a government, a local government, to make an app that will essentially help people snitch on their neighbors. And he was wondering, you know, well, should he take the money? Should he make the app?
I think snitch deserves a little definition here. In this area, what you're distinguishing between is people that get involved in other people's lives that aren't hurting anyone.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Versus somebody who's, say, telling when a crime has been committed.
Like now, a murder or a rape, right, or arson or something like that.
So, I mean, a crime, obviously, the government defines things as crimes, but I don't necessarily define them against crimes. I'm thinking more of a crime against humanity.
Yeah, that's a good point. So when I say snitch, I mean they're encouraging people to snitch on peaceful people who haven't actually hurt anybody. I don't have a problem if somebody reports a murder or property destruction or some actual real crime to the police because they are, unfortunately, our only solution as far as protection services go. Hey, speaking of protection, there's a movement in healthcare today of people like you that are ready to stand up and take charge of your healthcare. Folks who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. They're standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading that movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go join LHS.com, join LHS.com, or call them toll-free at 800-722-8041. That's 1-800-722-8041. Or join LHS.com for Liberty Health Share. As we continue here, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. Art is on the line. He's in Georgia on via Skype. Hello, Art.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I kind of want that previous caller there. And I hope I sound better tonight than I did the last time I called in. I know I got a lot of people told me I sounded really muffled or bad or whatever.
You're okay. Go ahead.
First of all, I think you really have to kind of, for me, if I were approached to create something like that, I would first want to know exactly what this is going to be used for. I mean, are you really looking to, like, curb crime? Because, I mean, there's 911. If you see a crime being committed, there's 911. It's been that 911 was established many decades ago. For what reason? Oh, that's right. To notify the police when a crime is being
committed. For our listeners just tuning in, I want to clarify something, Art. The proposal that was made to this programmer by a local police department, I don't know if it was the county sheriff or who it was, but the proposal was that they would make an app. The programmer would program an app that would facilitate sending a report to the police via some non-voice method. So, like, you know, sending a text message.
You know what
like
we
that.
Need to win the war on drugs? We need an app. That, you know, it's been decades and decades and decades of the police departments around America milking the war on drugs, and all it looks like is all they're doing is trying to get a bunch of tax money and grow their departments. But with this app, we will finally be able to plant our petard on the hearts of these drug dealers and win the war on drugs.
Here's the problem. How much time, how quickly can you dial 911? All right. How quickly can you dial 911 versus how long does it take to do a text? I mean, this is not rocket science here. But I think the real question this designer really needs to ask himself is your soul worth $10,000? And here's another thing. When it comes to the ethical question, if you need someone else to tell you whether something is ethical or not, then you are lost.
Well, I mean, I think that... I mean, I see where you're coming from, but I think that it's legit to ask people their opinions about something because there's some, you know, not everything is completely black and white. I mean, for instance, what if he programmed the app to where it doesn't actually send a message anywhere? Like, you know, it looks like it's sending the message, but in point of fact, it's just going nowhere. And, or that, like, he could shut off this. So he needs the app to work to demo Like, okay, here, Mr. Sheriff, look, we're going to send, here's the test version of the app. We're sending a report. Oh, look, there, it showed up in your inbox. See, it's working. And then turn the off switch and make it so that none of the reports actually work. Of course, that would be bad if someone was actually reporting a real crime. But I think you make an interesting point that, like, the police here are kind of undercutting their own message of call 911. They've been ramming that into people's heads for decades upon decades. Although you could argue that this is, it's the 21st century. Millennials don't like to make phone calls. So shouldn't there be a 911 for texting?
Well, there again, the length of time it takes to say something versus the amount of time it takes to text it. This is one reason tell people.
But you can't use that logic on a millennial, right? Like, you can tell the millennial, hey, you'll have a better conversation with somebody if you're actually on the phone with them. You can hear the inflections in their voice. You know, you can hear if they're pausing, they're not sure what they're saying, what's going to come next, versus text message where somebody can compose their statement in advance. And for some people, that's the reason they want to text, because they don't want to have the same pressure on them. It's like a thing for millennials to not use the phone.
Yeah, apparently. I really don't understand it, because when I'm texting, I find myself really wanting to give short messages. I don't, mm-hmm.
It takes a while.
It's bad enough to have to write somebody an essay, but to have to write it with my thumbs on a touchscreen, I mean, it's like a little room in hell someone's been put me in. But, I'm not supposed to understand this, group of people that are born 20 years later than me. I don't understand why people just, look, why can't you just call me? You can't call me? Call me.
That's not what they do.
See, I love this guy. See, I'm 53. I just turned 53 the other day. Groundhog Day was my birthday. I just turned 53. And, people, they'll come to me and you don't ever return my text. No, I don't. Well, how come you don't return my text? Why can't you just call me?
What do they say?
If you want to talk to me,
what is their answer?
Call me.
When you ask them, why not?
It's too much. It's too much trouble to call. Wait a minute. It takes you how long to damn? It would take us 20 minutes in text to say what we can do, to do what we can do in 3 minutes if you just call me and we talk.
That's true.
I'm not trying to waste my time and get a callus on my thumb trying to text you for the next half hour. When you just call me, we can deal with this in about 3 minutes. Done, over. We move on to the next thing.
Art, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Grumpy old guy night on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Well, I think this is a good time for the millennial, whoever you are out there, to call and respond to Art. Art is, and you, Mark, and many people,
they don't have a response. You know they don't. We're scared to be on the phone. I mean, there's stories about this, literally. Like, I can't pick up this mechanical device and talk into it. I mean, your fathers, your grandfathers were in steel tubes fighting Nazis, and you can't pick up the telephone.
And they walked 15 miles to and from school in this trudging snow. The toll-free numbers. 855.
This is why the millennials have been called the most useless generation.
453, 855, 453, Free Talk Live.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. We've discussed the Free State Project in detail with President Carla Garrick in the first hour of the show. If you missed that, you can grab it later tonight at freetalklive.com when it goes up via archive. By the way, our archives are available through an audio form through SoundCloud, and we deliver them via podcast if you like. Or you can actually watch on YouTube, because we have a YouTube channel, and our YouTube is now live during our live show. So there's this whole YouTube live thing. I don't know how many people know about it, but it's a thing, and now we're doing it. So that's another way for you to watch some Free Talk Live. You can go to YouTube live.freetalklive.com, or just go to our website, and there's a link there. And then you can download the archives and listen to Free Talk Live in a variety of ways, all of them for free at freetalklive.com. Now, something that is not free but is pretty darn affordable is saving 20 to 50% off of whatever it is you want to buy through Amazon. And I have been extra patient recently with SaveItPurse.com. I've been buying things that I don't need in any kind of urgent manner, so I've been selecting 50% as my discount. And I've already had two or three orders fulfilled. I've got one that's shipping, and there's a tracking number, so I'm pretty sure it's not going to, like, unless it gets lost in the mail, it's going to make it to me. I've gotten the last three orders for 50% off of the Amazon price tag because I've been using Bitcoin to make my purchases.
And yeah, imagine getting 50% off on the things you purchase at Amazon.
You can't imagine it because it seems too good to be true.
Right, it just sounds that way.
We say this to folks.
It is kind of, because with some of the fees, it probably comes to 35% off.
Yeah, there's
but
a per
still,
fee.
35% off. Getting a third off of the things you
it's
buy.
It's huge.
It's 20, like getting a huge raise in your life.
Right, 20, 30% off, no problem to get these discounts. Saveatpurse.com. The key is you have to have Bitcoin. That's the only way this is going to work for you. So this is a great reason to look into Bitcoin. Bitcoin, to research Bitcoin, and to acquire some Bitcoin, because you will save big time when you use saveatpurse.com. And again, to learn more about Bitcoin, just go to bitcoin.com as we go to the phones. And then coming up, five reasons why millennials aren't answering your phone call, because I had asked why. We had discussed, you know, these millennials, they don't want to make a phone call, they want to send texts a lot. And why is that? What are their reasons for it? Mark, you said they couldn't have possibly any good reasons, basically. So we'll give you five of them.
Oh, I think there are good reasons to send texts. I mean, there are times that it's sending a text is a superior
yes,
mode.
But is it all the time? Because for millennials, they just don't want to talk on the phone, is my understanding. So that's what we're going to get into. But first, TJ is on the line. TJ the Spy is on via Skype.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
Hey, you're on the air.
Well, I'm calling because I wanted some relationship advice.
As you might know,
I was in a very abusive relationship 10 years ago with the federal government. They had a lot of good things about the relationship, but the problem was I was just very unhappy. It was a bunch of nonsense, and I thought, you know, I don't ever have to work again in my life. I want a job that I really enjoy doing, but I don't really want to have to lie constantly when I do my job. So I recently was approached by someone in the school district here in Keene saying, you know, you should become a substitute teacher. You would be a great teacher. And
so
I just wanted to
know. You have a degree
in
mathematics. So you're a really brilliant guy.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. And, you know, I have a degree in math and a degree in computer engineering. And I said, you know, how do you get up every day when the kids don't want to be there, they're calling you awful or stupid, disrespecting you, why would you want to do that job? And if you know, I said, I just want someone to tell me the honestly, like, well, I do it because I want the money. And as long as I'm getting paid, I don't want to care what happens to the kid. But it seems to me they're all genuinely like, I do this because I love it. I wouldn't do anything else.
I think that's true. I mean, all the teachers I've ever known have always been, you know, that's the reason. You don't get into teaching for the money, generally. I mean, most people really care about helping young people and transferring knowledge.
So the question, I don't know, do you think I should do it? I mean, I don't want to, because here's the thing. I'm a very honest kind of guy. I don't really like lying, even though it's part of my job of being a spy, is to tell people what they want to hear.
The reluctant
to get
spy.
At the truth. That's what a spy does. We lie to get at the truth. We tell people what they want to hear so that they tell us what they really think, and then we report back to our masters saying, hey, this is what this person will do or believe. And I have a problem that I might say to the school administrators, look, I don't agree with what you do. The only reason I pay my taxes here in Keene is I don't want you guys to throw me in prison. I don't support what you guys are doing in any way, shape, or form.
Generally, they don't throw people in jail for property tax.
If you don't leave the house when they try to steal it from you, you're going to go into a jail cell.
Probably not for long, though, just long enough to get
you. You'd be under for criminal trespass, I would guess.
Well, if you tried to go back.
Yeah. If you don't pay your taxes,
no, they'll order you to leave.
Then they will take your property.
You'll get an eviction notice, and you'll be ordered to leave. And if you have not left, you are trespassing at that point. So, no, it won't be that. You'll be given a warning and cut loose.
Mostly when it comes to property taxes, they'll just steal your home.
They steal it on paper, though, and then they send you an eviction notice. And if you do not leave, then they are going to come and send men with guns who will then take you into a cage.
He's not scared of jail, because if he was scared of jail, he would just leave the house that they've taken on paper. So what he's scared of is having his house taken from him.
But you did say that you would go to jail. I'm just saying it is possible to go to jail in that case. Go ahead.
Well, I'm afraid I would tell the school administrator the truth, which is, like, I don't think what you're doing is morally right. I mean, I agree with you. You're admirable in your intentions to teach the young kids.
But why would you say that in an interview? Like, at a job interview, they're asking you questions about how qualified you are.
What will happen is government workers will come, like, what do you really think about Common Core? And a good politician will say, you know, there are many good things and bad things about it. But the thing is, to be a government worker, you can't have an opinion on anything. The best opinion is, oh, I've never really thought about it. People are always trying to stab you in the back. So you, it's best to keep your opinions to yourself. Don't be honest with anybody.
You're saying this as a former government employee, so you know what it's like.
Yes. Anybody who's worked in the military know, like, if you want to get promoted, the best way to not get promoted is to stick out and, you know, say something that you really think you shouldn't say.
Great point. So is your question, should you be honest about your opinion with the administrator?
Should he go to work at the school if he doesn't think he can be honest?
I say, should I go back to this abusive relationship? Like, as a domestic violence victim where I was dependent on them for a job and money, I don't need their money anymore. But should I go back because maybe I'm like a masochist? I like being abused.
Well, I think it is one of the least offensive government jobs. I mean, they're not actually aggressing against the teachers, at least. They're not aggressing against peaceful people. Certainly, the students have been, the parents have been threatened to send their kids to the school in the first place. But ultimately, that's not the teachers doing, and they're just doing their job. So I think that, you know, a lot of us have had over in the history of us going to government schools have had those outstanding teachers that are memorable. Like, I can remember the names of the teachers who were the best. The other ones, I really can't remember their names. And you can have an impact.
Say if a kid was like, I don't want to do my homework, I would say, you know what, that's perfectly fine. Because you know what, you're an adult. I can't force you to do anything you don't really want to do. That is how life works. Unfortunately, if you don't do the homework, if you're willing to accept an F, that's fine. But apparently, I'm willing to bet you I would be yelled at if I don't, like, punish these kids for not doing what they're told. Like, if I told them the truth, which is, as an adult, you can do whatever you want, I think that they would probably get really mad and say, don't you know you're supposed to discipline these kids if they don't obey you?
Well, wait a second. I, as an adult, I can choose to play a game of soccer, and if I play that game of soccer and I, you know, turn around and score points on my own team, that doesn't mean that somehow I should be given a pass and that, like, the points should go on the other scoreboard or anything like that. If you're a student, you can choose to do the homework. And if you choose to do the homework, the consequences of your actions, among other things, is an F, right?
Right.
That's not punishment. That's reality. If you walk out in the middle of the street without looking both ways, you're not being punished by being run over. Those are just the consequences of your actions.
TJ, good luck with the decision. Thanks for calling and asking tonight. And maybe some of our listeners have some insight here. Perhaps you have had a similar question. You know, you were considering getting a government job, not just as a teacher, but, you know, getting a government job. Can you re-enter or can you enter into a relationship like that? I think that there are a lot of people who would bristle at it. I certainly wouldn't want to work for the state. I think there are a lot of ugly things about
it. I think you can help people as a teacher.
I think you can. Right. So toll-free number 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com
and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And coming up, five reasons millennials aren't answering your phone call. We had discussed briefly earlier the differences between many millennials and older generations in that millennials just don't seem to want to talk on the phone. Why is that? So far, no actual millennial has called to explain it. So maybe Inc.com will get into it for us here. Toll-free number 855-453 if you want to join us. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. You can comment on anything you want to discuss. Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts here. Mark is listening in Wisconsin, in Madison, to WXXM. Hey there, Mark.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
You're on the radio. Go ahead, sir.
Well, first of all, I used to drive a city bus here. Obviously, this is a college town, so there's a ton of students out here. And they're crossing the street, and they're looking down in their handhelds, or they got their earphones on, you know, their buds. And they have no idea what's going on around them. They're crossing the street. I think anybody that is texting or whatever they're using while they're walking and crossing the street, after there's an incident, double or triple or quadruple their insurance premiums after
the
incident.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Whose insurance? The driver?
No. The person that's using the handheld.
But they don't really have insurance for walking, right?
You got to find them. We have to come up with some way that the person that's being distracted gets hit by a car because they were...
I'm pretty sure getting hit by a car is going to be enough. If you get hit by a car and the word's going to get out, and so people are going to pay attention to that. Oh, my God, Johnny got hit by a car while he was texting. Maybe I shouldn't do that when I'm walking across the street. You know, I think that's all you really need.
I mean, there's as many texting incidents, accidents as there are, right? And so far the word hasn't got out. I'm not recommending that people go squash texters or anything like that, but so far what your plan is isn't working.
Well, how bad is this? Is this an epidemic?
Car to pedestrian or car to car, even though somebody has come up with, maybe even if you're a pedestrian, come up with an app. You know when you're backing up your car and it beeps, and when you're about to hit an object, the beep goes faster? Maybe they can come up with an app. So you're about to get hit by a car, the whatever you're listening to speeds up. You're about to be hit. But
I think it's very creative, but probably not going to be adopted.
I don't know, man, because it, you know, people are dying out there because
and worse than dying, because I mean, you know, dying is the consequence of the action. Walking around with headphones on while looking at your phone, the consequences of that are dying, right?
People have been dying forever.
Wait a second, people have been dying forever.
With lions and tigers,
special kind of dying, right? Your ancestors didn't go shove beeswax in their ears and then look at their feet while they were walking through the jungle.
Yeah.
Yes, lions and tigers have been around and they have killed people. But this is a new special kind of dummy, and so the problem isn't that they're dying. The problem is they're annoying.
Yes, it's a new kind of stupid. So,
Mark, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate you dialing in here tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This actually came up at a state house hearing recently where I got in some hot water because I told a sex joke in front of the state house transportation committee as they were looking at the issue of these. There's a cell phone ban in New Hampshire, which is sad to say, but unfortunately it passed a couple of years ago or like a year ago or whatever. And it's now illegal to drive and talk on the phone with like your hand held up to your head. And there's several other provisions that restrict it, even when it's like on your dashboard. But what I wanted to point out, though, was the proposal was it was, I believe, going to make it a secondary offense, meaning that somebody who was on their phone, they wouldn't be able to be pulled over for that. So the police would have to pull you over for something else, like speeding. And then if you were on your phone, then they could ticket you for that as well. I don't think it ultimately went forward, but the discussion happened. And one of the things I pointed out in this public hearing was, I happen to have a window to the world. I watch people driving when I'm in my office during the daytime making phone calls. So I see people as they are pulling up to a stop sign and going through it. And I see a lot of people of different ages, a lot of people on their phones. So even though it's illegal, even though there's a $100 fine or whatever it is, I don't know what the fine is, but there's some sort of fine.
It's not changing anything.
And even though you can get pulled over for it, it has changed something, Mark. What it has changed is now people are using their phone in their lap.
Yeah, so they're looking further down.
Straight down. So like before, if I needed to make a phone call and I was driving somewhere, I would hold my phone up above my steering wheel. That way I could still sort of know what's happening on the road, at least to some extent.
Right. That's there inside your range of vision.
Exactly. That way I would have that awareness. Now that is gone from people because some of them are afraid of being caught being on the phone. So they hold the phone in their lap as they are driving at stop signs and things like that. And that I ended up making a joke about only two things you can really be doing if you're looking down at your lap while you're driving, and the other thing being, self-pleasuring. And it turns out that they don't like it when you make sex jokes at the state house. So I got gaveled and yelled at. But there were at least a couple of state reps who laughed, which indicates they probably have done that with themselves while they were driving.
That seems like a really bad idea.
Or they've got a sense of humor. Either way, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Are you saying you haven't done that, Mark?
I have not done that.
Let's go to Bo. He's in Florida. Bo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on Saturday.
Hey, so I just wanted to call and say I think TJ would be a great teacher, and I think he ought to go ahead and go forth with that. And, if anything, if he does happen to get a job or get past the whole interview stage, I'd say be, as honest as possible. I don't think he should – I mean, I'd – If asked, I wouldn't necessarily come right out and be like, I want to defund everything, if asked, be completely honest. And I think some teachers would actually be inspired by the truth you know, even if it's not a truth to them, it's the truth coming out of his mouth. He feels, you know, strong in saying that. I think he should, and I think I don't see any problem really with taking a government job.
At the very least, it'll be an interesting story. You know, if he doesn't make it through the rigmarole of the application process or the interview, then at least he'll know why, and it won't. You know, he won't have been speculating. He'll have the actual experience. But I recognize this voice. This is Bo Davis, who is the editor of Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com, and also of the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, which I think now more so than ever is a very important documentary to be getting out to people, and folks can go and watch that at 101reasonsfilm.com. But Bo, you are a video professional. That's what you do. What would happen if the police department came to you and said, you know, sort of like with our earlier caller, they wanted him to design an app? What if the cops wanted you, who, you know, you've probably smoked a little bit of cannabis here and there in your life, what if they wanted you to make an anti-drug war or like an anti-drug promo that they could run on television? Would you take that job?
Well, I think I'd take a similar position to what I've heard repeated, is that, you know, go ahead and take it. Make some money. It's already stolen money, first of all, so reclaim it and throw a monkey wrench in the system. And you know what? I also want to comment, too, on this whole...
How would you throw a monkey wrench in the system of a drug promo, an anti-drug promo, like put hidden messages in?
I can't remember what it was when the inmates at the state prison designed some kind of state seal for the... or town seal for some place in Vermont, but they, inside the spotted cow, they put a pig in a pig in the shape of the cow for the police cruiser symbol. So, I mean, there's always ways to monkey wrench. It's
okay.
Amusing.
Okay, cool.
I think everybody was amused.
Well, yeah, and you know, as far as this phone thing, by the way, I've been called a millennial. I'm 29 years old, almost 30.
Yep, you're a millennial.
And I guess so. And you know what? I think my interpretation on this issue here is that I think millennials, as it were, have adopted or they've seen the benefits of being able to send quiet transmissions, for instance. You know, you can talk to somebody without somebody else hearing or overhearing. So privacy is a very important thing.
That's a good point. Although, keep in mind, if you are texting, you should probably be using an app like Signal, which actually encrypts your text messages, because if you aren't encrypting your texts, then you really don't have privacy, because then the cops can come in there any old time they want and get the phone records from your phone company, and then they'll have all your texts. So check out Signal. It's a great encryption app, and it's totally free. Bo, thanks for calling tonight, and our listeners, if they haven't yet, should definitely go and watch Bo's movies. I have the pleasure of being the executive producer for Victimless Crime Spree and a co-producer on 101 Reasons Film, so go to 101reasonsfilm.com, victimlesscrimespree.com. Hour number 3 on the way, texting versus calling. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.